Nobody really want fuego. Messiah will bring fire down worse than Waco. Buy you some coffee and Lego, your egos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Messiah ain't playing no wiggles. Games, women in pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Even with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or better yet the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all their wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinidad Tobago, I'm spitting these words so all Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it? Cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself. When that fuego come, you don't wanna get left. Forsake your sin so you complete the test. Then you can have complete rest from all your stress. Fight to do right to your very last breath, or stay wicked and receive second death. Destruction of enemies is muy bueno. Make sure that's one of the things that you pray for. Into the kingdom, the sinners, they can't go. The sinners can't go. So we say, hasta luego, hasta luego.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Sisters really don't want fuego. Nobody really want fuego. From the one that's super dead.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Nobody really want fuego.
Hey, from the one.
Shalom, shalom, Most High in Christ, bless. Welcome to the Power Hour, the Lost 144K. I am your host this week, Captain Amariah, with me.
Soldier Ruvain, shalom.
Soldier Liaison, shalom.
All right, like I said, we are IUIC of Phoenix, Arizona, where we discuss topics that pertain to Native, Latin, and Black history, proven through the Bible that we are indeed the lost tribes of the nation of Israel.
That's right.
All right. We like to use current events and topics that are coming up today that pertain to our people to show beyond any shadow of a doubt who the tribes of Israel are, because you leave it to the naysayers out there, the tribes of Israel are lost. Nobody knows who the tribes of Israel are, right? And if that's the case, then God's a liar. But the Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. First, let me get Deuteronomy 28 and verse 46, all right? Deuteronomy 28 and verse 46.
Gotcha.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 46. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder and upon thy seed forever.
So today's topic is entitled Upon Thy Seed Forever. The curse is still alive today. Oh, real quick, let me go backtrack real fast, do some house cleaning. All right, for more truth information, all right, you can visit www.israelunite.org. Again, that's israelunite.org. Videos, chat forums, live classes 7 days a week, three times a day. Come learn your history, learn who you are, what pertains to your salvation. All right, also, once the Sabbath is over, you can also visit www.originalroyalty.com for all your righteous apparel, music, clothing, posters, fringes, Bibles, what else, DVDs, so on and so forth, all right? And those things generate alms for us as a body. That way we can travel and do the work, all right? Read that one more time for me, soldier.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 46. And they shall be upon thee for a sign, and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever.
It says, and upon thy seed forever. All right, meaning that these curses that came upon the Israelites by the Most High God for disobeying his commandments will be upon thy seed forever. Now, I wasn't the best, all right, as far as grades go in English. But as far as I know, forever means just that, right?
Forever, ever, forever.
Forever, ever, right? It means that it doesn't stop, okay? So when God says that they shall be upon the seas forever, meaning that here in these last days, we'll be able to see events and things like that that happened and are happening to our people that show, dang, these people pertain to the tribes of Israel. And maybe it's because I look Northern Kingdom, or maybe because I just really am Northern Kingdom, I don't know. But I can't stand when people say that the Northern Kingdom is not the so-called blacks, or not the so-called Hispanics and Native Americans. It vexes me to the core. We can't get out of captivity with just three tribes. the scripture says it takes all 12 tribes to get out of captivity. So for you to put this thing into this box and say, well, no, it's just Afro Hispanics.
Right.
Real quick, give me Romans 12 real quick. This just came to me. I think that's what I want real fast. Now, as we get into the topic, Soldier, you guys got anything? Bring it out. Let me see. Romans 12. No, that's not Romans 12. The spirit bears witness with my spirit.
Oh. It's 8:28.
Oh, there we go. Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 16. This just came to me. Romans, the 8th chapter and the 16th verse.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit.
So the Spirit meaning that the things that come from this Bible, all right, that relates to God's commandments and his people, it says the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, read.
That we are the children of God.
That we are the children of God. It doesn't say that the flesh itself bears witness. It says that the spirit bears witness. So if you are told and you were taught that you're Israel and that you must apply God's commandments in the faith of Christ, and that bears witness with your spirit, and then you can relate to the curses that are found in the Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, then more than likely you are an Israelite. If you're not, then you'll get weeded out with along with everybody else, all right? But it's not to say, okay, that brother's not dark enough, that brother's too light, so on and so forth. That way they're not getting the kingdom. Because if that's the case, everyone in this room is screwed except Eleazar.
Yeah.
Oh, praise.
And then he could be a chocolate-covered Edomite.
Right, exactly. And then that's the other thing, too, is that you got the flip side of all these things, is that you got the Bob Marleys and the Lenny Kravitzes out there that look like our people. So if that's the case, then you got to ignorantly put them into that same box. But we can't do that, though. So we got to let the scriptures be true and every man a liar. All right. So came across something the other day that really, really disturbed my spirit. And you two especially can relate to this because I know that you have a daughter. Mm-hmm. She's a little older now, but nonetheless, you can relate because this is a father and a daughter. And I know, Soldier, that you also have a young daughter. This is just one of many, 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 many cases of things that happen like this to our people. But it goes unrecorded. It goes unannounced. They don't care. But the scripture says that knowledge would increase in the last days. And not just our knowledge as far as understanding the scriptures, but knowledge in general on the earth. And we have things like social media that we can go turn on at the click of a button, and now we have everything right there for us to read and see for ourselves. Actually, just on Facebook of the day, I'm sure if you guys saw it, it was a clip from like 1978, I think it was.
Right.
And it was in Queens, New York.
Right. That's right.
So it was That's basically right. these, so-called African-American kids passing through an all-white neighborhood, right? And then it was the backlash and like the racial taunts being thrown at them and slanders and things like that. And that's nothing new, but we're just seeing it because now we have a platform like Facebook and Twitter and all these things to be able to put those videos on. It's the same thing with these things today. And the reason why I want to bring this out too is because it happened to a Northern Kingdom father and daughter. And it's going to show that these curses that we read about are very much alive today. You got something, Soph?
I do. I got 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3. I remember 2 years ago when I first saw this scripture, it opened my eyes up and made me realize, you know, what was going on around me. And it's in direct relation to what you're getting ready to bring out. It says,
I got you.
Go ahead.
The book of 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
The man of sin, right? Because for centuries now, we've been looking at our enemy
right.
as God.
Right.
But this scripture is telling you that the man of sin, son of perdition, will be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
That video that just popped up was in somebody's archives for over 40 years.
Right, right.
The blacks that get we see on TV getting shot down in the street every day. The hypocrisy with the whole Colin Kaepernick kneeling and how
mm-hmm.
Esau was in an uproar just because he wanted to do a silent protest. All of these things are showing us that the man, the son of perdition is being revealed. This is another example right here, what you're about to go into.
Right, and then to piggyback what we were saying, you said a silent protest, right? A silent peaceful protest. There was the guy that just got charged, I believe it was yesterday, with killing somebody with his car that happened a couple years ago at the Charlottesville rally.
Right.
That was no quiet or, you know, peaceful rally. That was the son of perdition and the man of sin that is being revealed, showing even more so that he's actually the man of sin. And if you want to understand who actually this is, read verse 4 real quick.
Verse 4. Who oppresseth and opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God.
So the man of sin that's being revealed, this son of perdition, it's the same man that opposes and exalts himself above all that's called God. Now, if you want to understand who opposes God, just simply look at the laws of the land.
That's right.
Just simply look at that God's laws say that there's no such thing mm-hmm. as a same-sex marriage, mm-hmm. that's an abomination. But if we, man, if we had a march for straight pride, it would be an uproar like no other.
That's right.
It would be like, oh, no, this is a hate thing. This is that. And now with this whole thing of there's more than two genders, like that's the newest thing right now.
Stop it, fam.
Yeah.
That's what's really being pushed. Like people are buying T-shirts that like say it. There's more than two genders. But when you order it online, it says pick a size, male or female. Bro, it's the hypocrisy is just insane. It makes no sense. But it says, who opposes and exalts himself all that is called God, read.
Or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Mm. Now, last I checked, I've been all over the world, right? I've been to different countries in Asia and Europe and the Middle East, and I've been to Africa. And everywhere I've been, guess what I've seen? That same picture of Cesar Borgia. Those of you that may be listening, just Google the name Cesar Borgia and see what comes up. It's that image that we falsely identify as the Son of God, Jesus the Christ. I've seen that everywhere, in every country I've ever been to. I'm clearing houses in Iraq, and I'm seeing pictures of Cesar Bo hanging up on the freaking wall.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that the first time I was there, but the last time I was there, I saw it, and I was like, yo. And I even understood then, that was like 13, 12 years ago, and I understood then, like, man, America really has a stronghold on all these countries that they invade. But you know that it's a much bigger purpose than what you see at the surface. It's them taking the mark of the beast, all right, which is not some chip, all right, but I don't want to go off on some tyrant. But, so let me get into the story real quick, all right, and again, any scriptures that may pop up, feel free to bring them out. Like I said, any loss of life is tragic all in itself. But then when you have something like this, you know, a young father, right, and his baby daughter drowned when they were seeking asylum and a better life, right? So it says, this is from I got this particular one from CNN, but it's a whole different. Websites that have this same exact article. This says, a shocking image of a drowned man and his daughter underscores the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. All right. So before we get into that real quick, let me get Deuteronomy 28, verse 32.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 32.
Because it says, underscores the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, right? There's many people out there that maybe they do know, but they just don't care. that there's actually a crisis that's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border that pertain to the northern kingdom of Israel that shows that they fit these exact same curses.
That's right.
Right? Actually, just right now, I was reading an article, and I meant to pull it up. Maybe if we pull a different scripture, I'll try to find it. But Yuma, here in Arizona, they're working on becoming one of the bigger compounds, or what do we even call them? Refugee camps?
Refugee camp, yeah.
So they're working on that becoming one of the bigger ones that they're trying to establish. And they're already saying that the things they have set in place, as far as the conditions and the type of environment, is not one that's conducive to a family. And it's not one that's even humane. That it's just basically, let's get these people that we see as animals and,
right,
then, and then throw them.
Let
and
them
then,
fend for themselves. Yeah.
And that's it. Is thousands of kids being ripped from their parents, so on and so forth, all right?
Like the Superdome.
Exactly. That's actually the perfect example right there. That's the perfect example. They get hit by a crisis, but because it's these Negroes that we see as three-fifths of a man, just open up the Superdome and let them just boom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's it. You know what? We were actually at the men's conference in New Orleans in 2014. So that was, what, 8 years after Katrina?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, it was still bad. Like, it's still, like, you could still see where, how high the waters rose. Like, the neighborhoods are still destroyed. And that was 8 years after that happened. Now, if that happened to the district out there in New Orleans or something like that, please believe it'd be built up real quick. But real quick, let me get that. Deuteronomy 28, verse 32.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 32. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand.
So one of the curses that came upon the Israelites was that our sons and daughters will be taken from us and given to another people. Now, historically, we can look and we can reference something as simple as slavery. We say, okay, that happened in slavery. Most Hispanics don't subscribe to slavery. Why? Because they think white's right, right? They see themselves more as these false images that we have. So they want nothing to do with those things. Oh, no, that's not us. That's not us. No, you Morenos went into slavery, not us, right? No. How wrong you are. You went into slavery like 122 years way before.
That's where they got the blueprint from.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know what? This worked really well. Mm-hmm. And because they had our records, they knew this was the northern tribes. And let's follow the same blueprint to go capture the southern tribes as well, too. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right.
Right? So that happened to us in slavery. It happened to the Hispanics and Native Americans. It happened to the so-called blacks. But that's happening to us today. That's why I started here, because there's a crisis going on at the U.S.-Mexico border where they're taking our children, physically taking them and removing them from their parents. Mm. And then there's no plan of action behind it. So when it happens, they're saying that there's thousands of kids right now that cannot be reunited with their parents because they fumbled the ball as far as proper planning and, okay, after we take them, then what are we going to do with them afterwards? All right. But it says, again, I'm going to read the title. A shocking image of a drowned man and his daughter underscores the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. It says, the photo was haunting, a vivid reminder of the danger many face when they try to cross the United States. It shows the human toll of a crisis at the border that's often debated with abstract statistics and detached policy arguments. The image of the Salvadorian father and his daughter lying face down in the water of the Rio Grande, part of the U.S. border with Mexico, is a heartbreaking testimony to the suffering behind the numbers. For months, advocates have been warning the deaths at the border would increase as migrants are forced to cross in more dangerous areas by U.S. policies that make it harder for those seeking asylum to turn themselves in at ports of entry. All right. So let's stop there real quick. And let's recap. So you had a father that was from El Salvador that made it all the way to the border with his wife and his young daughter. And when they got there, the port of entry was closed, and then they were basically told they'd have to wait X amount of days. So to expedite the process, the process, he was told, hey, it's easy to cross if you cross like this. And it eventually led to loss of life for him and his daughter, unfortunately. But this says that they've been warned for months that the death toll at the border would increase due to the policies from the U.S. being enforced at these ports of entry. All right. First off, let me get Habakkuk 2, verse 12. Habakkuk 2 and 12. I think that's what I want. The book of Habakkuk 2, verse 12. I mean, the hypocrisy is absolutely ridiculous when it comes to all these things. It's funny. I was reading some earlier on Facebook. I didn't really read it. It was a post. It was like, you know that you live in a country that's like ass backwards when it's illegal to kill eggs that have bald eagles.
Right.
But it's not to kill eggs that have unborn humans or something like that, it said. I was like, wow, it's very true. That's the man of sin being revealed. But let me get that. Habakkuk 2, verse 12.
You got it?
Yeah. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 12. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood and establish a city by iniquity.
It says woe, meaning destruction to him. And guess what? Destruction will come, all right? You can't stop what God says is going to happen. God says there will be a recompense for what this man has done in claiming himself to be God and the atrocities that he did to God's people. There will be a recompense. All right? Just have faith. That's the patience and faith of the saints, like it says, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to just have faith and to play our position. All right? But it says, woe to him that established his town with bloodshed. This United States of America, right? This land of the free and the home of the brave was established on just that. Bloodshed. It wasn't given to them. It was taken by force. They violently took it from our brothers and then broke over 500 peace treaties with them. And then they established this great country, which is the world's police, by iniquity. Meaning sin. That's why we read earlier how he brought out the perfect scripture, the man of sin being revealed. So now you got this place that was stolen, all right? And if it says, in God we trust on their money, if that's the case, then how come they established this on stolen land? How come they just don't give it back?
Cap, don't forget that it was prophesied in the Bible that all of the treaties would be broken.
Let's get that.
All right.
Let's get that.
Psalms chapter 50.
Let's prove all things. I got it.
Okay.
I got it. The book of Psalms, chapter 55 and verse 20. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so
bring it down.
Just like
bring
the count was saying, there were 500 peace treaties that were established between the Northern Kingdom of Israel and the conquistadors. I'm just gonna wrap them all up, you know.
Yeah.
We know what we're talking about, but they said, look, if let's come together, let's do this, and we'll give you this, and once the oppressor got everything that they wanted out of them, they started coming up with different laws to overwrite the treaties that they had put in place.
Right.
And now you've got the Native Americans on little small parcels of land filled with drugs,
right.
Violence.
They had the highest suicide rate.
The highest suicide rate. And when you see Gad especially, they just bug the hell out.
Right. When you read in the book of Psalms and it tells you that that they would that the name of Israel would be no more in remembrance, right? The best way to destroy a nation of people was to divide them up and conquer them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why today we group it as, okay, blacks and Hispanics don't necessarily like each other, so on and so forth. But also, they did the same thing with just the tribe of Gad in itself.
Yep.
By breaking them up, like there's
right.
there's what, like 300 different tribes?
Right.
Yeah.
And most of them hate each other.
And they mostly hate each other. And then and like, bro, and they rep them things like
right.
gangs, bro.
I'm Navajo.
Yo, it's like it's like the Jim Crow, not Jim Crow. What's his name?
Willie Lynch.
Willie Lynch. Because when we went out to New Mexico, I talked to one guy. He was like, "Oh, I ain't like them. I ain't signed no treaties. Mm. I'm different from them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like them. I ain't give." I'm like, "Wow, bro, you're still the same people, but
right.
you have that house nigga and that
mm-hmm.
field nigga mentality
mm-hmm.
on your mind, and it's just ridiculous." Like
after the Emancipation Proclamation, right? They had the black codes at the Jim Crow. It's the same thing with Gad, only they weren't called black codes. Like you said, they devised different ways to still oppress them
mm-hmm.
and slowly take more of their resources and more of their land.
Right.
If you own a whole building and someone comes in that you don't know and says, okay, you can only have the
bathroom.
Right, the bathroom, even though it's a freaking 50-story building.
You get the one bath on the 51st floor, and that's it. Your whole family got to fit in there, and
right.
we're taking the rest. What you going to do about it?
Exactly. You would be real upset. I mean, you would be upset if you had $5 and someone said, hey, I need $250 of that. You'd be upset. But that's what it was with them. So they make these policies and everything else, and then they put all these things on our people to where we can't prosper and we can't thrive. But we understand, though, because it's the curses. But going back to Habakkuk, though, when it said that they build these things on sin, right? So they stole this land from our brothers, and then they make up laws that say, okay, you can't come in. Trump's actually now saying that he's going to take away all citizenship from Puerto Ricans.
What?
Are you surprised?
But isn't Puerto Rico part of the United States? Isn't it?
I didn't read the article. I just saw it and then saved it that way I could read it later on. But I mean, you know him. He's real pompous and arrogant. So
hey, let him do what he do.
But yeah, I'm like, wow, you know what? I wonder how that's gonna work. But so they stole this land by murder and bloodshed, and now they make laws to where our people, whose land this originally was, can't come back in. They build a wall, build a wall, build a wall. Well, then where should the wall start then? Because this was originally their land, and that was taken by broken covenants and
mm-hmm.
and crafty counsel as well too. This man has never honored one covenant that he made with any of the 12 tribes of Israel. Like that whole thing about Gad sold Manhattan for some beads.
Stop it, fam.
Are you kidding me? Gad sold Manhattan for some beads when they had all this illustrious jewelry and fine
gold.
Linen and
mm-hmm.
all these resources, and then you gonna wow him enough with a pair of beads that he's like, dang, you know what? Go ahead and take all this land.
Hey, that's as smooth as butter.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. This man was born a liar. He was born a liar. But I'm going to read on. It says, Oscar Alberto Martinez and his daughter, identified by officials from El Salvador as Angie Valeria M., drowned in the currents of the Rio Grande on Sunday as they tried to slip into the United States. Their bodies were found Monday near Matamoros, Mexico, the river from Brownsville, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The child was 2 years old, the Associated Press reported. The photograph was taken by journalist Julia
Ledoc,
who lives in Mexico. In the image, the young girl is tucked inside of her father's shirt, her right arm slung around his neck as they lie near the shore. Their bodies have come to rest near the riverbank, where 5 discarded beer cans and an empty soda bottle sits
like trash.
In the tall reeds, another beer can floats next to the girl's body. All right, I'm gonna stop right there.
Yo, that saying that somebody found them earlier. Somebody found them. It's just somebody found them when they're having empty beer cans and all that. Somebody found them earlier. It was like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit here and drink. Throw it on top of them. You know what I mean? That's just that's.
Let me get Lamentations real quick. Lamentations.
Go ahead, coach.
Lamentations 5 and verse 1. Now, Lamentations 5 is, along with 2 Ezra 13, is a pivotal chapter as far as identifying that the northern kingdom of Israel is indeed the so-called Native Americans and Hispanics. All right? Read that. Lamentations 5, verse 1.
The book of Lamentations, chapter 5, verse 1. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach.
Remember. That's what our earnest prayer is that the Lord remembers us. Hear our prayers. Remember the reproach that has come upon us. All right? Beseeching the Lord of further mercy for these things that are happening to us. Because, 10 years ago, maybe, this wouldn't have been on here. But now, because of the power of social media, it's everywhere. And bro, I was devastated when I freaking read this thing. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. This young father, 25, trying to make it to a situation where he can better his family, drowns with his daughter who's holding on to him,
depending on him to get her there safely.
Oh my goodness! Just imagine the feelings and
his wife,
just the helplessness of it. It really gets me, and I don't even have children. That's why I said in the video, I can only imagine what it's like you two having daughters. You have a daughter, Ashaya, and you know, Lord's will, you have another healthy daughter. I can only imagine what that's like. You know, daddy's little girl, and then you're just helpless and can nothing for her. Crazy. But read verse 2.
All right, verse 2. Our inheritance is turned to strangers. Our houses to aliens.
It says our inheritance. The inheritance of the northern kingdom of Israel was this side of the earth. When you read 2 Ezra, it says that they would go into a country where never mankind dwelt.
Mm-hmm.
You got ignoranuses online saying, well, it's kind of like when you're driving like the backwoods and you had never been to that part before. That's what it's like. It didn't really mean they went to a different part of the earth. And I'm like, man, just the simpletons. Basically, that's how they group Negroes or Afro-Hispanics together only. That's how they exclude everybody else. By saying, no, it wasn't this side of the earth. It was just a never part of that land. And it's like, oh, gosh. Listen, for thousands of years, we only were in that land. I'm pretty sure we touched every little part of that land. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. But it says, our houses to aliens. That's right. The Most High calls these nations, chiefly the so-called white man, all right, who is Edom according to the Bible, who the world so ignorantly calls Caucasian and white. He's not white. There's nothing pure about this devil
at all.
It calls him the real aliens. They're the ones that are the aliens of the earth. Listen, the sun gives life to everything on earth, but kills him.
He's a vampire.
Yeah, I mean, I just rest my point right there, all right? Read verse 3.
Verse 3. We are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows.
So in this particular article, we're reading about a father that drowned with his 2-year-old daughter while his wife had to just helplessly watch. It says, we are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows. Now his 21-year-old wife now has to go back to where they came from and now has no provider for her whatsoever. That's the whole reason why they were seeking asylum in the U.S. That way they can come make money. And his plan was to go back and build a house. It wasn't to come here and be some thug, even though that's what they want to label every single last one of us, right? Oh, they're coming here to just do no good or take our jobs. What job is this man that has no papers from El Salvador going to take from you? Really?
Cap, can I get a script?
Of course, of course.
Let me get Deuteronomy 28, verse 66. I'm pulling this because, for one, it's relevant to what we're dealing with right now, but also it is the tie, it's one of the ties that binds the so-called Negroes and Hispanics together.
Give the spirit. I was looking for this earlier.
Go ahead and read that.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 66. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life.
So let's take the so-called Negroes, for example, just really quick. Every day we walk out of our house, we literally do not know if we're going to make it back into our house with our family.
Right.
To sit on our couch. We have no assurance of our life. This is a daily thing that we have to deal with. The brothers and sisters that are running from whatever oppression that they're running from in their home country, they have no assurance that they're going to actually be able to get over that river, over that border, to have a better life here in America. Because just for reasons like this, they were caught up in the current, you know, and they drowned. But some of them are locked up, they're killed, or they're separated from their families.
Exactly.
They have no assurance whether they're going to be able to attain the thing that they seek or even be alive.
Right. Can I bring out a scripture?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
28:32.
All right.
Because we have to see, like, the real big picture on this. The real big picture on this. This father, well, he was torn. He was torn to with two decisions that he had to make. He had to choose which what he had to do. Read.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 32. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people.
Thy sons and thy daughters should be given unto another people, another race of people. He knew if he would have went through Border Patrol or even tried to cross through the border, his daughter would have been taken from him. His daughter would have been taken from him. Go ahead.
And thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long.
He knew what was going on on this side of this country. He already knew what was going on. So that's a stressful decision that a father has to make. Do I walk through this border and have my daughter taken from me and I don't see her at all? Go ahead.
And there shall be no might in thine hand.
There's no might, no economic might, no military might, no government might. El Salvador is going up in flames. So he had to make the decision, like, look, instead of me crossing this border, getting my daughter taken from me, I'm going to risk my life and my daughter's life and go across this river. He said, I'd rather do this than try to get my daughter taken from me and no chance for me to get my daughter back. That is heavy. That's a hard decision for a father to make.
Right. That's the harsh reality of what both you guys are bringing out. There are people who suffer today in these last days because of these curses. It's kind of like during September 11th. Do you burn the building or do you jump?
Man.
Exactly.
So it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Right.
Right. So he was faced with a situation where I feel he made the right decision because he was trying to do what was better for his family. But ultimately, you know, it ended up him losing his life. But let's go back to Lamentations real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And read verse 3 again.
This is the book of Lamentations, chapter 5, verse 3. We are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are widows.
So now this young mother is now a widow. She lost her daughter and her husband trying to seek asylum in a country that is trying to build a wall and is currently tearing kids and families apart. Read.
Verse 4. We have drunken our water for money. Our wood is sold onto us.
All the resources that these countries produce. All right. Listen, this side of the earth was the inheritance of the Northern Kingdom. So you can only imagine how beautiful it was.
That's right.
It was the Western Hemisphere's Garden of Eden.
That's exactly correct.
So it wasn't like, you can have this, you can have this. No, it was just vast and beautiful in so much that the conquistadors were like, yo, let's burn down our own ships. That way we can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
That way we have no choice but to keep pushing forward. So when it says that when it says that we have drunken our water for money and our wood is sold unto us, they came here. depleted us of the natural resources. Like it says in, what is it, Habakkuk? Or is it, no, it's Obadiah. But it says that a normal thief would just rob
right
until he's had enough, but not this man. He says, you know what? I need the fruit from the tree. I need the leaves. I need the branches. I need the tree trunk. I need the roots, and mm-hmm. I need the soil. He's different from any other one that's created. That's why it says his spirit is not upright in him. Mm-hmm. Read on, verse 5.
Verse 5. Our necks are under persecution. We labor and have no rest.
We labor and have no rest here in captivity. Our necks are under constant persecution, whether it be like how you said, whether it be a so-called black man that leaves his house, right, says goodbye to his family in the morning, unknowing if he's going to make it back that night to have dinner with his family,
mm-hmm.
over something as routine as a traffic stop,
mm-hmm.
something as routine as giving the wrong look, or it could be anything, right? But read on.
Verse 6, we have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities.
So our forefathers were the ones that told Moses back in the wilderness, when they said, listen, all these things that you say, we'll do. And then they all said amen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? We are our forefathers. So we are bearing these same iniquities until we come back together as a people, as a body in Christ, and repent. You guys got something else?
Yeah, real quick. Verse 2 is really heavy. Go ahead and read verse 2.
The book of Lamentations, chapter 5, verse 2. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens.
Our houses to aliens. So Esau even know who they are. Because when they make these movies, what do these aliens do? They come, invade Earth, take all the natural resources from the Earth, and make everybody into slaves. What do Esau do? What do the white man do? They find a new country, or they go to a country, take all the resources, and force them to worship Jesus. Worship, Caesar Borgia. There we go. Caesar Borgia. Force them to be slaves. This is what Esau does. The Bible predicts who this man is, who this man still is, and they're still doing the things to them.
That's right. I'm going to read on. This is the photo evoked memories of a 3-year-old Syrian boy, Alan, who was washed to the beach in Turkey. The iconic 2015 image, the drowned toddler lying in the sands, continues.